I'm with Kirsty Shepherd from Curio & Co. in Festival Angoulême. Hello.
Hello.
We are in front of Spaceman Jack and the Galactic Adventures and some kind of radio to do travel through times and space. Can you explain us a little bit more?
Sure. At Curio & Co. what we do is create entertainment, collectibles and memorabilia based on pop culture that never existed. So Spaceman Jacks and the Galactic Adventures is an animated TV show from the 1960s, just not our 1960s, an alternate timeline, alternate 1960s. So we create memories, we invent new nostalgia. So all of our products remember things that we never got a chance to experience the first time because either we weren't old enough or we didn't live in that country, or in this case, because they never existed. But we can build new memories of things that we loved as children or things that we would have loved to collect. So, for example, the Spaceman Jacks reminds us of the types of shows that we might have watched on Saturday mornings on television. The user's manual for a time machine, this is taking the idea of something so extraordinary like time travel, but bringing it down to something so ordinary. It's not the time machine, but it's the user's manual. It tells you about the warranty and the customer service line, and this particular model is not the top of the line. This is a cheaper one, so it's not always so reliable. So we get a chance to imagine some of these fantastic things in our everyday lives and to bring this kind of fantasy to a regular person.
For Spaceman Jack, there is some cartoons and there is the little pins.
Yes, we have the original production drawings and the model sheet for the animation, but we also have the official replica of the fan club pins from 1961. Obviously, we don't have the originals because in this fantasy world, those would be in a museum or behind glass, but we have the official reproductions of that.
And for the time machine?
The user's manual contains everything you might need to know to operate the time machine and to take care of it. So there's a number of comfortable things in the time machine to help you spend your time while you're in the machine. It doesn't work so quickly because it's a cheaper model. You might have to spend 10-15 minutes in the machine to get to your destination. So there's a radio to be comfortable, there's a cigarette lighter, a cocktail holder. So it's the idea of the future as imagined from the 1950s. So the elegance and the comfort that the people in the 1950s might have imagined the future to be. Because we deal with pop culture, we're also very interested in comics. And our first book, our first product from the company was Finding Frank and His Friend. These are the lost images from a comic that never existed. So the images before the artist, who is fictional, before he became famous. So the idea that the artist died quite young, and so there was no more new images from him, and how excited collectors would be if all of a sudden we found new images that gave us more of a background history. And all of the products do that. They give you just a little piece of the bigger picture, but you have to fill in the rest. Since they're the lost images, it's always referring to the published images, which of course don't exist. So you have to imagine what that history would have been like. You have to fill in the rest with your imagination.
And what are you looking for now?
What are we looking for now? Well, we have another book coming out this spring to continue the idea of Frank and His Friend. We had a lot of great response from the first book. It was nominated for an Eisner Award. And so we're looking to broaden that world a little bit more. All of these products connect with one another in the same alternate universe. So there's really no end to where we can go with these products.
You've got a website where we can find all the news.
Curio&Co.com, and you can find out more about us and our company, which itself is a character. On the website, the company is another character with an alternate history and an alternate timeline.
You stay on drawing. I mean, will you do something like movies or no?
We want to go lots of different places and make lots of different things. We're interested in anything that holds a memory. So for us, as children, it's the things that you collect, a lunchbox or a T-shirt from your favorite character, or we have plans for an amusement park and the types of souvenirs that you would have collected at this amusement park. So we're interested in anything that can hold a memory. And sometimes that's drawing, sometimes it's books, sometimes it's films or television, but other times it's an object itself.
To come back to Spaceman Jacks, there is Spaceman Jacks and there is all the strange aliens that he met during his travels or something like that. Did he travel a lot?
Yes. Spaceman Jax is a hero, but really only in his mind. He's not clever enough to ever really save the day. So he has a lot of friends who help him in his adventures. We have the production drawings right now of Spaceman Jax, but also some of the bad guys on the show. These are the Mantagons that Spaceman Jax comes into contact with in his travels throughout the galaxy.
To end our interview this year, we've got a special question, which is, if you had the ability to give life to one of the characters that you ever create, which one would it be?
Well, I think I probably would choose Spaceman Jax. He is so incapable of doing something right. So on the one hand, he would not be someone that you would want to be in charge of anything, but his heart is so big. He wants so badly to help everybody. So I would love to have more people like that in the world.
And what could he do?
He could give. I think he could give people encouragement, certainly, to do things themselves, because just one look at him and they know he can't do anything. I guess I better do it.
Okay, thank you. A word about the festival?
The festival has been wonderful for us. This is our very first time at Angoulême, so we didn't really know what to expect. We've done a lot of big shows in the United States, but we didn't really know what to expect. And my impression is that the audiences here are much more sophisticated than in other countries, that because our products, you have to think a little bit further than just the pictures on the page. We need our audiences to be willing to do that, and people seem to really love the idea and love to, people here think about comics so much. So it's been great for us.
Thank you.
Thank you.